Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say every building has a story, but few tell theirs, quite like the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. Built in 1923, this grand establishment has hosted its share of celebrities, dignitaries, and unforgettable events. But some say the most enduring guest never checked out, its original owner, John Graham Brown. Known for his devotion to the hotel, Brown spent his final years on the 15th floor. And now, well, let's just say, some believe he's still there. Guests and staff alike have reported strange happenings over the years. Unexplained footsteps echoing through empty halls, an elevator with a mind of its own stopping on an unused, allegedly haunted floor, and the faint presence of shadowy figures that vanish as quickly as they appear. Is it all just the creaks and groans of an aging building, or could the Brown Hotel truly harbor the echoes of its storied past? Tonight, we explore the whispers that haunt this historic landmark. From the earliest rumors to chilling personal accounts, we'll dig into the history and the mystery, peeling back the layers of what's fact, what's fiction, and what might be something else entirely. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Brown Hotel is more than a building. It's a cornerstone of Louisville's rich history. Designed as a luxurious haven for travelers, it opened its doors in 1923 thanks to the vision of its founder, John Graham Brown. A man of ambition and meticulous attention to detail, Brown poured his heart and soul into the hotel, ensuring it would be a beacon of elegance and hospitality. Located in the heart of downtown Louisville, it quickly became a gathering place for the city's elite and visiting dignitaries. The hotel's grandeur was unmatched. Its ornate ballrooms, marble staircases, and handcrafted chandeliers reflected the pinnacle of 1920s opulence. It wasn't just a place to stay. It was an experience. The Brown was famous for its cuisine, hosting lavish parties, and even creating the Hot Brown, a legendary dish that continues to attract food lovers from across the globe. But amid the splendor, John Graham Brown's personal connection to the hotel stood out. Not merely an owner, he was a resident living on the 15th floor, where he oversaw daily operations with an unwavering eye for perfection. Brown's dedication to the hotel was so profound that even in his final years, he rarely left its grounds. When he passed away in 1969, some say his spirit never truly left. It's here on the 15th floor that the first whispers of something unusual began. Employees spoke of doors opening on their own, objects moving inexplicably, and a sense that someone unseen was watching. At first, these incidents were easy to dismiss. An old building makes noises after all. Drafts move objects and overactive imaginations fill in the gaps. But then came the elevator reports. Time and again, the elevator would stop at a floor that was no longer in use, its doors opening to reveal an empty, eerily quiet space. Some staff members began avoiding the 15th floor altogether, claiming it gave them an uneasy feeling they couldn't explain. Still, the stories persisted, and so did the skeptics. Psychologists argue that such experiences can often be attributed to a phenomenon known as pareidolia, where the human brain sees patterns or hears sounds that aren't there simply because it expects to. Others pointed to environmental factors, drafty hallways, temperature fluctuations, and the creaks and groans of an aging structure can easily be mistaken for something more sinister. Even so, the tales spread, bolstered by the hotel's ambiance. The dim lighting, vintage furnishings, and echoes of a bygone era created an atmosphere ripe for ghost stories. Guests began sharing their own strange encounters, and soon, the Brown Hotel's reputation as a potentially haunted location took on a life of its own. One of the most talked about phenomena remains the elevator. Technicians have examined it countless times, finding no technical explanation for its seemingly random behavior. Yet it continues to perplex those who encounter it. Could it be a lingering remnant of John Graham Brown's meticulous oversight, ensuring everything in his beloved hotel remains in order? Or is it simply an old mechanism prone to quirks? Adding to the intrigue are the personal accounts of staff and guests. A housekeeper once claimed she heard soft footsteps behind her while cleaning a vacant room on the 15th floor. Turning around, she found nothing there. Another employee spoke of a shadowy figure that appeared briefly in the corner of a mirror, only to vanish when she turned to look directly. Guests have reported the feeling of being watched, their unease heightened by unexplained chills and faint whispers in the still of the night. Rational explanations abound, of course. The power of suggestion plays a significant role in experiences like these. Once a location gains a reputation for being haunted, visitors are more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural. Combine this with the psychological effects of isolation or fatigue, and it's easy to see how these stories could multiply over time. But what keeps people coming back to the Brown Hotel isn't just its rich history or luxurious accommodations. It's the possibility, the tantalizing hint, that maybe, just maybe, there's something more. Something that can't be explained away by science or logic. Something that ties the past to the present in ways we're only beginning to understand, like the elevator, the footsteps, the shadows in the mirrors. Are they the echoes of John Graham Brown still keeping watch over his masterpiece, or are they simply the products of our own imaginations brought to life by the power of suggestion and the weight of history? As we dig deeper into the accounts of those who've encountered the unexplained, the line between fact and folklore begins to blur. As the Brown Hotel's reputation for paranormal activity grew, the reports became more frequent and more chilling. Guests who stayed in rooms near the 15th floor began sharing similar accounts. Doors that seemed to lock or unlock themselves, lights flickering without cause, and a pervasive sense of unease that lingered long after they checked out. While skeptics dismissed these stories as coincidence or exaggeration, those who experienced them were adamant something was happening. One of the most infamous incidents involved a couple celebrating their anniversary. They had booked a suite on a high floor, unaware of the hotel's haunted reputation. According to their account, the night started peacefully, but around 2 a.m., they were awakened by a soft knocking sound. Initially thinking it was room service, they opened the door to find an empty hallway. This happened three more times, each instance accompanied by the sound of faint footsteps retreating down the corridor. The couple ended up spending the rest of the night in the lobby, refusing to return to their room. Staff members have their own stories, often more unsettling than those of the guests. A maintenance worker described an encounter while inspecting the elevator system late one night. He claimed the elevator doors opened suddenly, even though he hadn't called for it. As he peered inside, he felt a cold rush of air, as if someone or something had just exited. Despite his technical expertise, he couldn't find any explanation for the elevator's behavior that night. Paranormal investigators have taken an interest in the Brown Hotel, drawn by its eerie tales and storied past. Teams equipped with cameras, EMF detectors, and audio recorders have explored the building, particularly the infamous 15th floor. Some claim to have captured evidence of paranormal activity, including shadowy figures on video and unexplained voices in EVPs. One recording obtained during a quiet moment in the hallway allegedly features a man's voice whispering, "Still here." Though skeptics argue it could be nothing more than interference or wishful thinking. Among the most compelling theories about the Brown Hotel's hauntings is the concept of residual energy. This idea suggests that intense emotions or significant events can leave an imprint on a location, creating a kind of playback loop of past occurrences. In the case of the Brown Hotel, John Graham Brown's deep attachment to the building could explain why some believe his presence lingers. This theory also ties into reports of repetitive phenomena, like the elevator stopping on an unused floor or the sound of footsteps pacing the halls. But not all the accounts align with the idea of residual hauntings. Some experiences suggest something more interactive, a spirit or force responding to its surroundings. One guest claimed that after commenting aloud about the hotel's elegant decor, she heard a distinct voice reply, "Thank you." Startled, she looked around but found no one nearby. Similarly, a night manager once felt a hand on his shoulder while making his rounds. Thinking it was a coworker, he turned to find himself alone. Theories about the Brown Hotel's hauntings vary widely. Skeptics maintain that the stories are fueled by the hotel's ambiance and history, creating a perfect storm for overactive imaginations. Psychologists point to the phenomenon of collective memory, where shared stories reinforce belief in the supernatural. Once a location gains a reputation as haunted, visitors are more likely to interpret ordinary events as paranormal. Environmental factors may also play a role. The Brown Hotel's age and construction could account for many of the reported phenomena: drafts, shifting floorboards, and the natural creaks and groans of an old building are all plausible explanations for the strange sounds and sensations described by guests and staff. Electrical fluctuations might explain flickering lights and erratic elevator behavior. Still, these explanations don't satisfy everyone. For those who've experienced the unexplainable, the stories feel too personal, too vivid, to be dismissed as mere coincidence. One woman, a frequent guest at the hotel, recounted how she woke up one night to find her suitcase moved from one side of the room to the other. She insisted that no one had entered her room and that the door was locked from the inside. Another guest claimed to have seen the reflection of a man in a top hat standing behind her in the mirror, only for him to vanish when she turned around. Perhaps the most enduring mystery is the behavior of the elevator. Despite countless inspections and repairs, it continues to stop on the unused floor, often without being called. This phenomenon has been reported by guests, staff, and even delivery drivers who've used the service elevator. While some chalk it up to a mechanical glitch, others see it as evidence of something or someone unwilling to let go. The Brown Hotel remains a place where the past and present seem to intersect in curious and unsettling ways. For every rational explanation, there's a story that defies logic, leaving those who hear it to wonder, is it all just the power of suggestion, or is there truly something lingering within the hotel's walls? As the years go by, the tales continue to grow, each new account adding to the mystique of one of Louisville's most iconic landmarks, and so the question remains, is the Brown Hotel simply a beautiful relic of a bygone era, or is it home to something more? Something that watches, waits, and occasionally reminds us that some stories refuse to end. Are you ready for the final part? Tony Bruschi's closing thoughts? The Brown Hotel stands as a timeless testament to Louisville's rich history, but its legacy may not be confined to its architectural beauty or luxurious accommodations. The stories of John Graham Brown's lingering presence and the strange occurrences on the 15th floor have captivated visitors and locals alike for decades. Whether it's the elevator's mysterious stops, shadowy figures in mirrors, our whispered voices in empty halls, the tales weave a chilling tapestry that's hard to ignore. But as with all ghost stories, we're left with the eternal tug of war between belief and skepticism. On one hand, the hotel's history, ambiance, and connection to its devoted owner create the perfect storm for a haunting. On the other, science offers rational explanations, environmental triggers, the power of suggestion, and the way our minds fill in the gaps when faced with the unknown. What's most intriguing is how the Brown Hotel continues to thrive in its dual identity as a historical treasure and a paranormal hotspot. For those who believe, it's a chance to connect with the past in a way that feels deeply personal, even eerie. For skeptics, it's a reminder that sometimes the greatest mysteries lie in our own perceptions. So is the Brown Hotel truly haunted? Or is it simply a place where history and imagination collide in a way that feels almost supernatural? I'll leave that for you to decide. After all, the most fascinating mysteries are the ones we can't quite solve. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.